Hey everybody, so welcome to the first Nerd Assembly podcast. It's Nap, so welcome to Nap,
it's Nap,
because I like that a lot, so I'm going to use it. Okay. So this is going to be the first of hopefully a very long series of podcasts where we basically talk about nerdy stuff, because that's what we do on the site, and we thought a podcast would be great for that. So what we have here is a really diverse group of people, who are really into a lot of different things. So I'm going to introduce myself. I'm Andrew. I'm Red Nell on the site. I mostly talk about anime and video games. I'm a little bit of sci-fi on the side, but that's mostly what it is. And then of course we have Emily.
Sup?
This is Emily Anine. You are the resident sci-fi Doctor Who Star Trek person.
Yes, that's true. Yeah, Doctor Who, Star Trek. I love sci-fi books, too. I'm kind of the book guru on the site.
Yeah, that's true, actually. Yeah. And then we have Mr. Tom over here.
Hi.
who is our resident Batman expert.
Yeah.
So we're gonna be comic expert in general. So we're gonna be talking to him.
A lot. We'll see how much I am of an expert. But to be quite honest, considering how many comics are made, because think about it, for every single series that's out there, they're putting out at least one issue a month, which means roughly about 30 pages a month for that one series.
How many series are made?
How many series are out there?
How much of an expert can you be, really? I think
that's
unless you have devoted every second to reading comics,
very true.
You might be able to catch
up. Unless you are a comic book guy from The Simpsons.
Oh.
You are not the true comic book expert. All right, so that's our group. We're going to have special guests on the show from time to time.
Yes.
Huge celebrities, so watch out for that.
Basically.
And,
all the celebrities in the world.
Yeah, you know it. The Chat's going to come on every now and then.
He's a nice guy.
Bill. Good old Bill. Anyway, so we're going to have guests on. We're going to have different topics every week. But the first thing we're going to talk about every single week or month, however long we do this podcast, is going to be what we are watching, reading, and playing. Mm-hmm. So I'm just going to start us off. I have been playing Metro Last Light, which is a fantastic game. There are some issues with it, and I'm getting really frustrated.
Is that the one where you're trying to sneak around and you suck at it?
I don't suck at it. But, you know, I'm terrible. It's so true. I'm terrible at stealth. I love it. I love stealth video games. I'm terrible at them. I can't do any. Dishonored?
Well,
That was bad. And I was on easy.
Is half the battle.
That's true.
So.
that's a very good point. Metro Last Light has been fun but frustrating. I've been watching a lot of currently airing anime. If anybody watches anime, you'll probably recognize names like Terran Resonance, Out of Noah Zero. So I've been catching up on those, and those have been very good. Some mixed results, but that's okay. That always happens when you're watching currently airing stuff. Batman comics, which Emily's probably going to talk a lot about.
Oh, yeah. I will be getting into that.
So Tom here gave us Long Halloween, Dark Victory, Killing Joke, a bunch of basically staples.
He also gave us the Frank Miller masterpieces.
Year one.
Yeah.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Yep, I got you year one and Dark Knight Returns, which, let's face it, I probably would be dishonored as a Batman fan if I didn't start off by showing
and
you.
And we got the comics in a pile in order.
Yeah.
And have not, we could not deviate from the order. Yeah. He had a grand plan.
He did have a grand plan.
And it worked. I am in Batman now.
Yep.
God, yeah, it really did, because it was the perfect introduction to it. By the time I got to Long Halloween, I knew what I was getting into, and then Long Halloween blew my mind even more. You had the perfect setup for it. So, Tom, you are absolutely an evil genius with that.
Well, thank you. Because a lot of it has to do with you have to get well acquainted with how superheroes are handled in comics, because it's very different with how they're handled in TV shows, and especially in live action, because in live action there's only so much you can do with a living person. But when you get into comics, things can get really, really weird, because you can have something like Walking Dead where it's very, you know, realistic,
quote unquote.
I'm using air quotes.
That is a really funny face.
But then you can get to stuff that's really over the top and wacky. Like, you know, over the top and wacky. Then you can get into some, like, just bizarre, like, surreal stuff. Like, a good example is Arkham Asylum. Absolutely.
Currently, definitely. Yeah.
Really weird, trippy. another one that I've read, which I'm... Oh, Sandman. If you've ever read any of the Sandman stuff, that stuff can get a little...
yeah.
As well. But,
I mean,
it's fun. It's fun to see.
Yeah, and it was a good intro, and then threw us into Long Halloween. Which, and I have not finished Dark Victory yet, so I'm not on to Killing Joke, but we'll get there very soon.
Yeah, see, I flew through Dark Victory.
Yeah.
Flew through it.
Yeah.
And then Killing Joke is super short.
Super short. Incredible. Yeah. And I can't wait to
that
get
was only
to that.
Four
anybody,
issues.
Anybody yeah. out there who's read the Killing Joke, that last page, holy shit, guys. I lost it.
Did you guys... Wait. So both of you have read Killing
no,
Joke?
No. I have not read it.
Okay.
No.
So I'm not going to ask the question.
No, don't ask it.
Don't ask anything. All right, so then I just mentioned the last thing. The last thing I'm reading, watching, playing is not really any of those. I've been listening to the Fez soundtrack.
Really?
Because Disaster Piece is a fucking artist.
Ooh.
If it's on Spotify.
Okay.
So it's super easy to find. It's also all on Pandora. It's really good. It's probably one of the best video game soundtracks I've heard in a really long time. And as I was playing, I knew that, but it wasn't until I went back later and realized how genius it really is, sort of.
Really?
And how good the music is just to
listen
to. Because
I love it
to.
In the game.
Yeah.
It's
yeah.
great
yeah.
in the game.
So,
it has kind of a Minecraft-esque
it does.
Feel to it.
It's,
like...
And it's very 8-bit, it's very bit-crushed, but it's excellent. So anyway, just go check it out if you haven't. It's really good. But, okay, so Emily, what have you been watching, playing, reading?
Well,
I've been doing that out of order every single time. I do a different order every time. I'm going to keep it that way.
Do it.
I like it.
Well, we covered Batman Comics, which, quite frankly, is like 99% of what I've been doing.
Yeah.
Pretty much for anything. Mm-hmm. I have not read another book. I just started Gone Girl, which is not nerdy, but, oh, man. It's really creepy.
Yeah,
and just,
that's what I've
it's
heard.
Really, really good so
yeah.
far. So, it's mainly been Batman comics. I absolutely flew through Dark Victory. I'll probably ruffle some feathers when I say I might have actually liked that better than Long Halloween.
Okay.
Yeah, there were just some, I don't want to spoil it for you, but there are some parts, especially with the art. And being an artist.
Yeah.
That, yeah.
That's definitely
part of it.
Aesthetics
are big for me, yeah. So... There's a part at the end, again, no spoilers, there's a part at the end of Dark Victory where it's Alfred and Dick, and then it, like, kind of goes back to, like, Alfred and Bruce as a boy.
Okay.
And it's, like, mirrored, and it's just, oh, God, it's incredible. Yeah. So,
okay.
Like, honestly, just, like, those four pages are probably the reason why it's my favorite comic I think I've ever read.
Well, that's awesome.
Yeah, yeah. But other than Batman, so I've just been, like, just consumed by Batman,
yeah.
essentially.
I know that feeling.
But
I know that feeling too.
His whole life.
Surprise, surprise.
You're doing like the evil, you know, rubbing your hands together and going,
yes.
It's your evil plan.
I've known it all
that,
my life.
I am, old, what was that, I guess like a month ago, I started watching Once Upon a Time,
yep.
as both of you know, and don't care about.
Yes.
But, hey, girls out there, Once Upon a Time is freaking awesome, and you should probably get into it. And I would like to say, for the record, and I'm just not going to look at you guys when I say this.
Okay.
Because I just can't stand the looks. But the character development is incredible. Okay? Yeah, see? There's the look.
No! What look?
It was totally,
what are you talking about?
I'm looking at Tom. No, it's
I'm really glad you're
it's really incredible,
here,
especially with the villains. I think the villains are handled... like some of the best.
I will say I do
I've
think Rapunzel
seen.
Looks cool. I just don't think the rest of the show is enough.
Wait, Rapunzel?
Not
oh, you're talking
Rapunzel.
About Rumpelstiltskin.
Did I really say Rapunzel?
You said Rapunzel.
Well, I'm gonna stick with it.
Rapunzel is not good. Am I right?
Rumpelstiltskin. There we go.
Rapunzel.
Good lord.
No, Rumpelstiltskin is amazing. Actually,
yeah.
The evil queen ended up kind of being my favorite
Ooh.
Part, even more so than him. So yeah, it's an amazing show. It just came back, but I'm actually. Like, maybe six episodes from the end. I'm kind of waiting on someone. We're watching it together. Okay. So I'm kind of like, come on, get your shit together. We gotta get this done. Because, yeah, it came back and it's Frozen. And you'll probably hear me say like a thousand times that I didn't particularly enjoy Frozen. But
that should be a discussion at some point in time.
Yeah, that should be a discussion. it wasn't the worst thing I've ever seen, but I don't really get the big deal. They're doing it in the show, and I've heard they've done a fantastic job, so I'm excited to get to see this, you know, opening episode. Plus, I'm really excited for Captain Hook and Emma. So, and then the last thing is Doctor Who came back. The opening is really stupid. I have made this decision officially. And other than that, I don't know, it's just sort of like cautiously optimistic. I like him. I like the current companion, Clara. And I really like Sergeant Pink. So I don't know, I'm cautiously optimistic. We'll see. Which All Tom right. is also watching. Tom, what do you think?
Yes. I don't mind the opening, but then again, I also watched Doctor Who in the 80s when it did some weird, trippy light show, and so the theme song went into a Technica themed, which was just a techno, that's what I'm looking for, a techno theme.
Oh my god,
which
I am
just
so excited
weird.
To see this. Oh god.
I know, right?
Doctor
it's just amazing.
Man. Oh that god, must have
I'm
been
so
awesome.
Excited.
Speaking of things that I've been watching, I decided to go back and watch more Classic Who again. Right now, I'm still on the first Doctor in season two.
Because Tom, ladies and gentlemen, is what's called a completionist. Slash perfectionist.
Yes.
Where when I told him, the reboot of this Doctor Who show is really amazing. You should start watching with nine. He goes, there's eight others? Well, I should start with them. And then it took him a year to get to nine. And then he got there and he goes, this isn't as good as the old show. It backfired in so many ways.
I don't hate it as... I don't mind the new stuff as much as... Like, I don't... I'm not as critical... as I may have used to be.
Oh, good.
You know, there's still some of the old stuff that I like the more. The Third Doctor is still my absolute favorite. But, so, Classic Who, going back to that, Quantum Leap, decided to watch that show as well, because I've heard a lot of sci-fi readers and just kind of our modern-day readers for TV shows, a lot of them talked about the inspiration that they had growing up was watching Quantum Leap.
Yeah.
So I was like, hey, might as well see what
I've
that's
heard
like.
The same thing. From a lot of people.
As,
that's cool.
Yeah. As well as Andrew has been pushing me to watch a bunch of anime, so I did. I went through Full Metal Alchemist Brotherhood.
Yeah.
And,
did you finish that?
Yes.
Oh. He's done.
That, and yeah. Done.
Done.
Completionist.
Told you.
Yeah.
Well, okay.
So I did that.
No spoilers for that because I haven't watched it because I'm super lame.
Oh,
no spoilers.
Yeah, no spoilers.
It's amazing.
But he really liked it, so.
Awesome.
We got to get you to watch that, and I have to watch Doctor Who.
Yeah.
Yes. Woo! Yeah. Okay, and then, that's a good trade-off.
Yep. That and Psycho Pass.
Yeah.
And for a little bit of my own pleasure, Bo-Bo-Bo-Bo-Bo-Bo-Bo.
What? This is a thing?
It's totally a thing.
It's...
Oh.
The
God.
Best, the way I would describe it is it's the best written description of an acid trip that I've ever seen in my entire life.
It is so messed up. I have no idea what's happening in any episode. Any given episode might as well be an acid trip. I mean, it makes no sense.
And that's what I love about it.
See? That's what I'm talking about. I'm like, why are you watching Bobobo? He's like, because it's awesome.
We can't take it. Because
it's so... It's so crazy. So I've been doing that. I just finished the Star Trek Doctor Who crossover comic.
Oh my god, wasn't
which
it amazing?
It was so good. I loved it. I loved it
I've
so
heard
much.
Really good
I love the
about this.
Yeah, and I've loved the change in art style between the Next Generation stuff and the original series stuff. That was really
that
cool.
That was really well done. Also the fight scene where they actually have Captain Kirk's like double-fisted hit to the chest, except he's doing it on a Cyberman.
You showed me that.
It's amazing. I did show you that,
I don't think I saw him doing any bowling for baddies, though, which I was a little disappointed.
I was really disappointed that Emily
I know, right?
Me
you know
what
also?
Crap.
Look on the site for an upcoming article about Kirk's fight
moves,
because
this
needs to be done.
It does need to be done. Yeah. It's a long time coming.
Yep. And so, last thing that I've been doing is I've been reading Gotham Central. Which is a comic focusing on the police department. Not even Gordon himself, but more everyone else. So really kind of the little people that have to deal with a crazed vigilante going around punching bad guys in the face. Which is amazing. And then lastly, I decided to go back after hearing that Arkham Knight is going to be delayed. Oh, I decided to go back and play all the old Arkham games.
To deal with
so right
feelings.
Now I'm on...
Yeah.
Yeah. So right now I'm on Arkham City.
I still want to play those. Now that I'm, you know, a big Batman fan.
Yeah. No, we started Arkham City, but we never finished it. Yeah, so we need to go back.
That's right.
And the nice thing about it is now that you've read a lot more of the comics, you'll get some of the backstory stuff. Like, in Long Halloween, they talked about Falcone's son, Albert, was it?
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
He's the guy that you're rescuing in Arkham Origins.
Oh.
He makes an appearance.
No way. Wow.
Ooh.
Yeah.
That's actually so really awesome.
Yeah. And so you see that a lot where in... It's part of the reason why I liked those books so much, or those games so much, was the fact that it did play over into what happened in the comics and the shows as well, which I thought was a really good,
That's really good.
All right, so that's what we're reading, watching, playing. Mm-hmm. Did it again. Gonna keep doing it because it's so ridiculous. All right, so. The next segment that we have here is news. So we got a bunch of news that we wanted to go through.
Mm-hmm.
There's a lot of stuff. If we do this kind of weekly, bi-weekly, or monthly, we're going to have kind of less, I'm guessing.
Yes.
Because it's going to be much more current.
We have a
current.
Backlog going
Yeah,
right
we have now. A backlog. So. We have a backlog of news. But let's just start with the, well, I guess in my opinion, it's the biggest one. But Minecraft has been acquired by Microsoft for $2.5 billion.
Major feels.
Major feels.
One.
Yeah, I get it. It.
I get it. I read his post, his letter to the fans.
Yeah, so that's what I was gonna say. Is,
and it just, I feel really sorry for the guy. Actually, it
I
feels
do too.
Like he's
yeah.
Just so run down.
I think
and
the last line got to me, where he said, "It's not about the money. It's about my sanity."
Yes.
I was
that's
like,
what
that's
made me
really
just,
sad.
It was really sad. But honestly, this is, I don't know, this is what happens when you have such a large following of people. And it's such a, it's easy to contact people these days.
That's very true.
You know, you start out really caring about something. Mm-hmm. So, as we do the first podcast for the Nerd Assembly.
So,
we won't
I mean,
sell out for $2.5 billion.
Well.
Okay, well, 2.5 billion, yes.
I was going to say, I don't know about that.
I don't think
I would.
I don't think
Well, here we go. We got Tommy.
Oh, okay.
We got Tom's answer. But yeah.
Where do I sign?
Yeah, seriously, right now. But I don't know. I feel like Microsoft is smart enough to know that the value of Minecraft comes from the community. So I don't think they're going to screw it up. I don't think they're going to set out to screw it up. I feel like they might. Inadvertently screw it up.
Accidentally.
Yeah. So I have a...
Which, speaking of screwing up...
Oh!
Windows 10.
That's true.
Oh.
We should talk about this. All right, go... We
I have not heard
about
this. What?
Okay, so...
On?
They decided to skip Windows... They decided to skip Windows 9 and go straight to Windows 10. No
because
idea
Windows
why they did that.
Was
they
so awful.
Right?
That they were
I know,
like,
right?
You know what? Actually,
yeah.
It was such crap, guys. Maybe that's what 8.1 was. It was actually
Maybe
9, but
was.
They didn't actually want to name it. But, so, speaking of understanding their mistakes, so Windows 8, with the whole start menu weird stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know what I'm talking
the
about?
The fact that there's not a start menu? Yeah.
Yeah. So, they're getting rid of that, and
Ooh,
the
thing.
Start menu's going to be back. took them long enough to figure out that everyone hated it.
And took them skipping 9, too. Apparently that had something to do with it.
Mm-hmm. So this our start menu returns. They said something strange about how it's supposed to be designed for all devices, so when it comes out, every device will have it. Kind of a weird thing to do.
So they're going to make a Windows phone again that's going to be Windows 10? Because you know that's going to be awesome.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So.
Supposedly.
Watch out, Apple.
So. The iPhone has a new competitor. Yeah. So, I don't know, Windows...
It's called itself.
Yeah, really. It's called the iPhone 6 Plus. Yeah. Windows... I don't really understand how Microsoft does any of their... First of all, counting. It's like Apple. They did 10.10. Like, 10.10 isn't a thing. That's 10.1. So... Windows does the same thing. I don't understand. I don't understand this at all.
Well, that'll be, so what is it supposed to?
It's mid-2015.
Okay, that's soon,
right? They seem to announce these things really, like, they seem to be coming out really quickly.
Yeah, which Windows never really bodes well.
That's what I always think. Then again, that's always a thing with software and consumer electronics, which is to be like, it's out now. That's always been a thing. Mm-hmm. It's always like video games, movies that like have these year, like everybody knows that this movie is coming out.
The excitement.
Apple's always like, it's iPhone 6 next month.
Yeah.
You know?
It's coming out. Everybody stand in line tomorrow morning.
Yeah, which...
I don't know.
I'm not going
to
do that.
Well, if you remember correctly...
Agreed.
Microsoft used to do, it's going to be out in a month. Okay, 5. Okay, 10. Okay, next year. Mm-hmm. Next, decade. When we're fucking ready.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Seriously.
So if it comes out in 2015, I might be a little surprised.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Speaking of Windows and Apple, we should talk about the iPhone 6 and the fact that it's bending in people's pockets, supposedly.
Yeah, so it's really only the iPhone 6 Plus.
Is that what people are saying? Because I've seen I've seen videos of them bending both of them, and like really badly, and it doesn't look fake. They just kind of apply some pressure near the volume buttons, and it bends.
Oh my god! Yeah. But it doesn't actually like snap.
No, it doesn't snap.
Or
but
no.
It
crack
visibly
or
bends the
Good
case.
Lord.
Yeah. I've seen that with. The videos I've seen, it's been they've done that with the iPhone 6 Plus, and it bends. But with the iPhone 6, maybe just a little hint, but really nothing that you could actually see easily.
That's so
but
weird.
But absolutely with the 6 Plus.
How does something like that happen? Is it just because it's bigger?
I guess
it's,
so.
It's,
like, it's,
well,
they're
it's
doing
bigger,
the exact same construction
but
as
just,
a 5,
but
it's
just bigger?
Bigger.
I don't know.
So
yeah.
You think they would test that? If they went out to make a bigger phone.
I'm sorry, but it's not like, oh, wait. Did anybody check to see if it bends? This piece of metal technology?
All right, well.
Before we sent it into production? I'm sorry. I don't really blame them for forgetting to check that one.
I have seen I have seen an article of Consumer Reports did a test, though, where they put weights on it. They put actual weights, and they kept increasing weight to see how much it would take to bend it. They said it would take a lot of pressure. And so they were like, oh, it's all overblown. And then all these videos came out of people like, no, it's not.
Like,
here. And then they're bending them. So I don't know what really to believe
anymore.
All
I could think of was they
keep
the
one interesting...
of those boxes like at IKEA, you know, where they're constantly opening and closing the drawer for their kitchen cabinets. And you're like, see, that shit's built to last.
Yeah.
Like, they need one of those for the iPhone.
Well, with Consumer Reports...
A bud sitting down over and over again.
With Consumer Reports, what they did was they were actually trying to bend it in the very middle.
Oh,
and so I really don't find that their experiment was valid because they were bending everything directly in the middle instead of towards that end where the bending issues have been occurring.
That makes a lot of sense,
Yeah.
I'm surprised that they didn't hear about the fact that it's bending near the volume buttons and test that.
Yeah,
I don't know.
So they were
I've always thought Consumer Reports was better about that, but this whole thing has me think, because they literally just were very dismissive. They were like, it's overblown.
Thing.
It's not a thing. People were like,
Yeah, it is.
So.
Yeah, but
so what is
they
that?
Made
is
a video of it.
Anything?
So,
oh.
They announced publicly that they have only seen 9 reported incidents of this.
I heard that too.
Is very strange because unless it's just one guy bending them a bunch of times,
right?
Well, that also is just a really oddly specific number of people.
Isn't that weird?
Nine. No more, no less.
Like, we've had exactly 9 reports. How do you know that? Like, realistically, how do you know that?
Because we had Joe the intern check YouTube, and that's how many
videos we There were exactly there nine were exactly videos nine. On the internet.
And if it came out past this date, it doesn't count.
Yeah. I don't know.
Yeah, so it's strange. I've heard some reports where because of the weird way that it's bending, they're not even refunding people fully, and you have to pay a fee to get it replaced. So that's a little concerning as well.
Yeah, that's like, really, Apple,
you're going to make phone people...
Yeah, it's bent. Your product.
It bent. Like, this is not like, you know, I'm not really a fan of iOS 8.
Yeah.
Like, okay, well, pay me something and I'll make it better. Yeah. I don't know. It's like, hey, my phone is bending.
It's literally not functional anymore.
My phone's kind of like a wet piece, like a wet phone. I'd really appreciate it if you change this. Give me $100 and I'll see what I can do.
Yeah. That seems shady.
That's a little bit shady. That's a little bit shady. I don't know. They're kind of slipping with this one. And it's a little scary for all of those Apple fans out there.
I was thinking the same thing, yeah.
Yeah, I know a couple people who are going to kind of lose their shit. Yeah, they're going to go down with the ship, actually, is what's going to happen.
Probably. Apple is not infallible. They've made mistakes, a lot of mistakes. So
I still like them. I still like their products.
Me
a lot,
too.
But
yeah. All right. On. So let's move on to
move
some
on to
video
the,
game.
I was
news.
Gonna say less tech.
Less tech, more video game news. Let's talk about Shadow of Mordor, which happened today, and I looked at my phone and went, oh, I didn't even know about that. So whether it was not well advertised or I'm just oblivious, I'm not entirely sure. I did see commercials about it. That's not true.
For every day for about a month now, I've been logging into Steam and seeing the countdown go down just so that when it comes out, I know I still don't have money to actually buy it.
And then it makes you work even harder, right? Yeah, totally.
Yeah.
I do the same thing.
Okay, I have to say, I saw an absolutely fantastic comic today.
Yeah.
That was, I think, probably brought on by this, where it was, you know, somebody logging into Steam, and they're like, holy shit, Half-Life 3? And I'll just wait for it to go on sale. It's exactly like, oh my god, it came out! I mean, I'm gonna wait like 6 months.
Yeah.
Until it's 20
bucks. Of course. I mean, let's face it.
That's so true. That's Steam in a nutshell.
Genius.
That's
yeah,
so funny.
Yeah. It was really genius.
Speaking of which, the Black Friday sale.
Oh
my gosh.
Yeah. Seriously.
That is
just
yeah, that
no
is
money afterwards. I've just decided.
I got BioShock Infinite and
for like
all of Assassin's Creed 2 for like $30 for all of it. Mm-hmm. That was
I think you're right. That was crazy.
That was incredible.
Yeah.
So, I don't know. What do you think about Shadow of Mordor, Tom?
I've heard amazing reviews.
I've heard the same, yeah.
Then again, I've also played other games where they got amazing reviews and I did not feel the same.
Yeah, I was just thinking about the fact that Destiny had some middling reviews, but it also had some really good ones.
Mm-hmm.
And I have very close friends whose opinions I trust who tell me that to never buy Destiny.
Oh.
So, I'm a little...
It's important, too, especially for games, I feel, to wait. Which is why we all are like, I'm not going to get it right away. Because, literally, you know, you'll have these reviews that are like, it is a 10 out of 10.
Yeah.
After a month, when all of the sort of indie reviewers have been coming out with, it's shit.
Yeah.
Then they go, okay, well, maybe it's a 3.
Yeah.
Case in point... Assassin's Creed 3.
Yeah, seriously.
Do
9
not
out of 10. 10 out of 10.
Get started.
Then suddenly, Polygon comes out with a review, and it's like a 6. I don't think it was Polygon.
You know,
it was either.
I'm afraid to comment on this subject.
Yeah, let's not get into it.
It makes me so mad.
Let's instead talk about Assassin's Creed Identity. No,
that kind of makes me mad, too.
I know.
Just
it
because
does me too.
3 spoiled it. I don't want to talk about it anyway.
That should be a topic
that,
in
you
the
know
future.
What? Stay
we'll probably,
tuned.
Yeah.
For Emily's,
talk about
like,
that.
Really just horrible experience with Assassin's Creed 3.
Yeah,
well,
none of us liked Assassin's
Creed I'll get
Creed
into
3.
It, yeah, well, in another podcast we'll get way into it, but just to tell you guys, I was new to gaming, actually. Andrew here got me into it, like, 5 years ago, maybe?
Yeah.
And That was the first game I ever actually bought myself. Everything I played was Andrew's. And I bought it myself. I pre-ordered it. I paid the whole $60 for it.
Yeah.
It came, and it was not only... it was so exciting. You know, we didn't do anything that day. We were like, yes, we're just going to sit down and play Assassin's Creed. And I loved Assassin's Creed, too, because I had lived in Italy. So, you know, I was way attached.
Yeah.
And then it disappointed me, and I just didn't... But it, on such a level... Andrew pointed out that it was the first game that had ever disappointed me, so that's probably why I have such a hatred for it. Yeah. But
well, no, don't worry. I have a hatred for it, too. It's not just you.
I think most people do. But
I'm sure we all have memories of the first game that really disappointed us.
Yeah, yeah.
I can think of one right off the top.
Oh, no, okay, which one? I'm curious to hear
Mass Effect 3.
That ending, man. That is disappointing.
That was your
and it was
series.
Like, the rest of the game was amazing. But it was literally those last 10 minutes. And it was like, I feel broken.
Yeah. You want to know what it was for
that
me?
Was
this
me
is going to sound...
like 2 weeks.
Yeah, seriously. We were depressed for like a month.
I was like, you can climb trees for 10 feet.
Yeah.
Fuck, it's even the gameplay. Yeah, anyway.
No, what's good? This is a weird game to be really disappointed by. But the SSX game, the snowboard game on the Wii, was terrible. And I was so disappointed.
Wait.
I'm dead serious right now.
Just like,
you can laugh
guys.
If you want to. It sucked. It was terrible.
Was that Tricky?
No.
That was the original one?
Well, Tricky was one of the original ones. Thank you, Emily.
I loved that game.
Tricky was on the PS2. And the Wii one I was so excited for. And it was awful. Because
really
it was just like... I don't know. Once you get into the air, just shake the Wiimote a bunch.
Oh, all God. Right.
Okay.
That's what she said.
I hated that game. maybe? You know what? We're not even going to get into it. Not in any way. Do we want to talk about Assassin's Creed Identity, actually, though? Sure. Go ahead,
it's an iOS game.
Yeah.
Apparently it had a soft launch. It'll launch fully in 2015. It'll be free. No idea how it'll be. We'll see.
I played the what was that, probably like 3 years ago? The app that was I played it on my Kindle Fire. Yeah.
Oh, nice.
And I honestly cannot remember.
It's top tier devices.
Oh my god. I honestly cannot remember what it was called.
That's
hilarious. But it was Assassin's Creed and it was Altair, I believe.
Bloodlines.
Okay. Sure. Mm-hmm. Wasn't that the live action thing that was so awesome?
No.
About his father? I can't remember.
I don't remember.
Anyway, we'll look this up.
Yeah.
I know which game you're talking about.
And it was like
playing...
a side scroller kind of.
Oh, that's not the one I'm thinking of.
Okay.
I'm thinking it was a PSP
side scroller,
one.
But you have to like come. There's like you follow like a path, like a raised, mm-hmm. Rooftop mm-hmm. path maybe. But you had to like come towards the camera in some parts and like then continue laterally. But there's no depth, so it's like impossible.
God.
It was horrible. It was absolutely horrible.
That
so anyway,
bad.
That's what I'm imagining.
Yeah.
So
that's
honestly,
probably what it would
if
be
it's
like.
Better than that.
Yeah, I was thinking bloody. Assassin's Creed Bloodlands.
Okay.
Yeah.
Or Bloodlines.
Bloodlines, yeah.
Bloodlines.
So I don't care about this at all because I've never really cared about iOS versions of series because the only one I've ever liked was the Rayman.
Oh, those
games.
Those were
awesome.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Both of them were
That's
awesome.
That's literally the only one I can think of and I've tried so many of them. So
the Injustice game, the mobile version.
Oh,
that
you've talked about that a lot.
You've been playing that for over a year.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So,
but then again,
know.
I play a lot of mobile games, like maybe a few too many.
Yeah.
But
so I don't
just
know.
Like games, man.
So I'm not excited about Identity. I'm also not excited about Rouge, and I'm kind of cooling on Unity because it doesn't. French Revolution sounds awesome. Multiplayer sounds like you're taking it too far in. What's popular right now? Online multiplayer? Okay, shove it in Assassin's Creed.
It's
That's
like,
a problem.
It's like watching, what was that, E3 2012, when everything was social?
Yes.
If I had to hear the word social one more time,
so
I was going to throw something.
Not going to lie, though, I would like Assassin's Creed Unity if it's like Borderlands.
Wait, what do you mean by that? Like online multiplayer-wise, or
like just a co-op team, small team of people, you're going out doing missions, kind of whatever it is that
everybody
you want to.
Everybody has a different designation, like different style.
Yeah. If they did something like that, that would be cool.
Okay. Okay. So kind of like there's a progression, and I actually have heard this. Apparently there's a progression system in Unity. So you can choose more health, be more stealthy, things like that.
Yeah.
So maybe that is what kind of what they're going for is like, all right, you be the fighter so that when we get caught, you kick everybody's ass, and maybe I'll be the stealth
person.
Clearly
that would be me.
Well, that's true. You're really good at it, though.
Oh man, hand me that French bastard sword.
That is the best video. That is the best video game weapon of all time.
So amazing!
I'm not gonna lie, though.
Did you know about that? You can throw that.
There's absolutely one thing that I'm not looking forward to in Unity, though.
Okay.
And that's guillotines. I don't know why, but guillotines really freak me out.
They're creepy.
Really?
I will admit that.
Just because, in general.
Because getting your head chopped off and then. You hear about, like, oh, yeah, they can see. You can see after you've gotten your head chopped off for a few seconds.
Well, I mean,
creeps me
probably
out.
Your neck would hurt, but the rest of your body wouldn't because your nerves have been severed. You're fine.
Thanks for that.
Everybody read. All my... Again, this is me being the book guru of the group. Not a nerdy book, but it's called Abundance, and it's about Marie Antoinette, and the very last page is her getting her head chopped off from her point of view, just sobbing.
Terrifying.
It was fantastic. So yeah. Terrifying. But it was terrifying. Yeah.
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 Mm-hmm.
But anyway.
It's ugh.
What a good book.
Alright, so do we want to talk about smartwatches?
They're happening.
Intel has one. Apple has one. I'm not interested.
Guys, Samsung has one.
Get smart.
Samsung did that like a year ago.
I know, and I want one so badly so that I can be him. Or 99.
Yeah.
Oh, God, I love that show so much.
Yeah, and Motorola
not
has one as well.
Yeah.
It's just...
All right.
Are we...
Watches.
Watches.
So let's just mention these few things really quickly before we move on to our main topic.
Sounds good.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, there were rumors several months ago about Shatner and Nimoy getting approached for like possibly a main role in Star Trek III, written by Roberto Orci. That is a different podcast in and of itself.
Yeah.
Lots and lots. I'm a major, major Trekkie. Here's my credentials. 10 years at the Star Trek Las Vegas convention. So there you go. So
she's currently wearing a Star Trek shirt.
Oh, I totally am. Oh, that worked out really well. Also, it was given to me for free because the guy who tried it on had a really bad BO.
Wow.
Well,
that's a Star Trek con story if you've ever heard of it.
Love stereotypes. Oh, God. Yeah, he was a nice guy. But I was glad I got the shirt. Anyway,
oh my God.
So apparently, you know, Shatner came out and so did J.J. Abrams.
Yeah.
Because people were like, it was his idea, even though he's not really attached to the project anymore. But Shatner came out and said, no, I'd do it if they asked me, which he's been saying for several years, but they haven't asked me. So then I guess this week, just the last couple of days, in true Shatner style, at the Wizard World con in Nashville.
Yeah.
He came out and officially did it. So
because
I don't know.
It's all got to be about him.
Right. Hey,
so are you telling me that they finally.
Don't take that tone with Shatner.
Are you telling me that they finally sat down with him and talked
oh,
about the new.
My God.
Yeah,
the dad
there we go.
Dad
here.
Joke number one of millions you are going to hear on this podcast.
I'm not even a dad.
You're just practicing.
You're
going to
be
a
great one, though. In the joke territory, at least.
Whoa, what are you trying to say there?
No, he's going to be a great dad. Anyway.
moving on.
But yeah, I guess he came out and said it's going to be a cameo role, not a main role.
Yeah, which...
But I guess it's going to be Nimoy and him in a scene. And it's going to be them for the first time since 1991.
Which is kind of cool.
And then, again, so many things that we... Can you tell we have these conversations all the time,
yeah,
ladies and gentlemen?
So true.
I just can't really get into it right now in the time that we have, but... Yeah. I love Shatner. I've met him several times, and he's such a... He's a true character. He really is. But a real sweet guy. And, I would love to see him on screen as Kirk. I mean, I love it, but it feels like they're distracting us. Like, hey, everybody, especially you fans that are already fans, look, it's Kirk and Spock in the same scene. Oh, all this stuff that's horrible, like the 99% of the rest of the movie that's awful, we're just going to try to distract you with the chat. Yeah. It's not working for me, guys. Yeah. It's not working for me. So I would love to have a whole separate topic one of these days about...
Oh, no, we probably will, because all three of us have seen...
I did not enjoy Khan being in Star Trek.
Yeah, I mean, we have all seen a lot of Star Trek, and we've all seen the movies, so that would be...
I've seen everything.
Oh.
Tom has. He has watched the animated series.
I know.
Completionist.
I know. What's up with that
guy? Also told him to watch this, you know, and that one I did tell him to start with TOS.
Yeah. Well, that's a good
idea.
But,
I mean, the man watched the animated series. That's impressive. But,
I've seen...
It wasn't that bad, actually.
I've seen, like, half the animated series.
Yeah? It was
it's okay.
That bad. Yeah.
What's nice...
It's not great.
The one nice thing about the animated series is that not all of the aliens look like people in...
Okay.
That's very
true. That's true.
That's
in fact,
very true.
In fact, they go in cool directions with alien designs, so that's the best part about the show sometimes.
Absolutely. Everything else is that kind of old style of animation where it was very cheaply made. So,
Well,
some of it's kind of harsh, but...
Moving from Star Trek to Star Wars.
Yes.
Just real quickly.
Yes, just real quick. This was just sort of a cool story, less of news and just like a cool little anecdote.
Yeah.
I guess Oscar Isaac is going to be one of the stars, right?
Mm-hmm.
And he's kind of an unknown, right? He hasn't been in that many things. But I guess it's all speculation at this point, but he's supposedly going to be kind of a Han Solo rogue type. The beat on the street is that he even in the film is going to like win the Millennium Falcon on a bet. So he's actually flying the Falcon.
That's awesome.
So yeah, so I guess, you know, he's kind of a rogue. And so what I thought was cool was that the stories from the set are that he's actually kind of like Harrison Ford on the set, where, you know, the famous story about Harrison Ford saying, "You can write this shit, George, but that doesn't mean I have to say it."
Yeah.
And then he said, "I know," instead of "I love you too."
Yeah.
Yeah. So I guess this guy will just go right off script and they'll stop everything and go, "What you doing?" And he's like, "I'm not going to say this shit."
Yeah.
So,
which
it made
a lot of
me
people
cautious, more cautiously optimistic. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, I mean, honestly, that's kind of what made the original series good, was the fact that people actually stood up to Lucas and said, "Hey, you know, I'm not going to say this. You know, it's
kind of
stupid."
And let's keep in mind too, people, like not people here, but people in general. J.J. Abrams is not infallible.
He is not at all.
Like George Lucas.
I like him a lot.
He makes mistakes. He doesn't make perfect movies every time. Yeah. So if somebody tells him no, I'm not doing that. That's dumb.
Yeah. Then that
might be
a good thing. It's good to not have total creative control.
It's very true.
Well, and I guess the other
thing
that this Oscar Isaac has been doing is in the press, he's been talking about how the special edition of the original series was a horrible idea.
Yeah.
And
I heard that.
Disney has been very careful since they acquired the rights about not saying anything like that. Everyone's like, "No, George did everything perfectly," and we're just very excited. It was a lot of positive PR. But I guess he came out and was like, "No, actually, I thought it took away from the original series."
Mm-hmm.
Apparently they're making it like the not remastered, the original trilogy. That's going to come out on Blu-ray pretty soon.
I really hope so.
Me too.
I'm so excited.
I really hope that's the case.
Because I am still watching the original VHS
tapes. Nerds everywhere will be pleased.
Yeah, seriously.
So anyway.
All right, so that was news. It took a little bit longer than we thought, but that's what always happens when you start talking about current events.
Backlog
of stuff.
True.
Yeah.
So now that we have our backlog out of the way, though, we want to talk about What started us down the nerdy path? Mm. The beautiful path of nerddom.
Kind of sounds like we're monks or something.
Mm-hmm. I've got a few things.
I was about to say, in a way we are. The way we are, Emily.
Nice try.
I've got three things on my list so far that I can think of.
Okay, well then we'll start with
Tom,
you.
Okay.
Go for it.
In games, Chips Challenge and Myst, absolutely.
Chips Challenge.
Oh my gosh, that game is so beautiful.
School.
I've been trying to find a version to put on my computer for years. I found an app, though. It's on my phone.
There's an app of Chips Challenge?
It's not labeled Chips Challenge, but it's Whoa. Pretty much the same thing. It's
You're
the same
gonna have,
levels
hold
and everything.
The phone. You're going to have to tell me about this later, because I'm going to need to download it.
Okay, it's called...
Have you found anything dealing with Putt-Putt?
Do you remember? Putt-Putt's on Steam.
What? You're blowing my mind right now. Legitimately blowing my mind.
I'm not kidding. They had a sale a while ago.
They had a sale for Putt-Putt? How many dorky 25-year-old dudes were like, Putt-Putt,
oh
awesome!
My God.
And then they went to go download it.
Putt-Putt
well,
joins
the
parade.
For $2.
Well, I was going to say, but then they waited for it to go on sale.
I'm going to wait 6 months for Putt-Putt.
Look at Putt-Putt.
I mean, if you look at it, they have Putt-Putt joins the parade, Putt-Putt goes to the moon, Putt-Putt saves the zoo, travels through time, enters the race, joins the circus, and Pep's dog on a stick?
Joins the circus.
I have to be perfectly honest. I'm obviously not the biggest Putt-Putt fan. I haven't heard a half of those. I have no idea.
You had no idea Putt-Putt was so prolific.
I guess not.
Wow.
Yeah.
And we even went to the circus.
Do you remember those books that you could like have your kid's name
yes.
put in it? I have one that's called Emily Goes to the Circus. And
they
I
also
saved
have...
a clown and became a clown.
Oh, wow.
That was awesome. Yeah.
They also have Pajama Sam. And Spy Fox. So
Spy
just
Fox
saying.
Is awesome. Yeah.
Yeah. I want to get the first one just for that mini game.
I know Honestly, exactly what you're talking about.
You know what I really want? I want them to come out with an app so that if one day I do get some type of smartwatch, I can actually play it on my phone.
There you
like
go.
They were playing it in the
there
game.
You go. I like it.
I just
like
want
it.
To show you how bizarrely nerdy I can be sometimes.
I just, dear developers, please think up something better than a smartwatch.
Yeah.
We need a different name.
All right. So you were saying Myst and Chips Challenge.
And Chips Challenge and then also Batman the Animated Series.
Okay.
Yep.
Because I remember when I was very little, when it was actually out airing and stuff, I would come back from school from whenever time I was in. I would have had to have been in at least like preschool, kindergarten, whatever it was, but I still remember going up to my parents' room to get to the TV to try to change to the channel where Batman's supposed to be airing. The first thing was, are they actually airing Batman? Or, you know, when they finally came up out with Batman Beyond, you know, back then I was so young, I didn't really care because it wasn't Batman. but then, so part one was, is it Batman the Animated Series? And then if it was, is it a Joker episode? And if it was, is it one that I haven't seen before? Because let's face it, the Joker was like the number one reason why I was watching that.
Yep. I think that was the number one reason for a lot of people our age. That was what got a lot of people into Batman. Just was Batman the Animated Series, and really Mark Hamill as the Joker. That's why a lot of people always say, "Oh yeah, I really liked Heath Ledger, but Mark Hamill's the real Joker."
Of course,
yeah.
Because I hear so many people say that now, and I'm like, "Yeah, I 100% agree."
And that's
with you.
That's really exciting because that's how I feel too. He was amazing.
Yeah,
but Mark Hamill.
Yeah.
It's very he was
true.
Certainly an interesting take on the Joker.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. For yeah. Sure. Totally.
But honestly, Mark Hamill just did it. He did. Because honestly, there's around like three things that makes up the Joker. There's the fact that he's really scary. The fact that he's over the top, goofy and crazy, stuff like that. But then deep down, he is such an amazing plotter and schemer. He just can fit everything into place. What's going on?
We're good.
Okay.
I dropped my phone. Sorry.
It was funny.
I ruined the immersion.
Immersion.
I made a air space quotes for your phone.
Oh, thank you.
You're welcome.
Oh, that's lovely. Yeah. Now it won't drop anymore.
Continue.
And now that I said that, it's totally going to drop again. Oh, yeah. Anyway, so you were saying Batman animated series and...
Animated series, absolutely did it. Batman okay. Beyond, I thought it was an interesting concept, and it was an interesting change. But back then, when I was really little, I just wanted to see Batman. I didn't care, you know, because I was
like,
hearing
about...
What
is this retelling of an old story crap? I want the old story.
Mm-hmm. Well, it's kind of supposed to be a continuation of it since... Yeah. Bruce Wayne is in it. He's just an old man.
An old man, yeah.
And I do have to say, that's also what I've been doing recently is watching Batman Beyond.
That's true, yeah, because we've seen it.
There is one part of that. Yeah, there's one part of it that really creeps me out, though.
Oh, what?
And that's that in that canon, Bruce Wayne marries Barbara Gordon.
Yeah.
Oh, that is creepy.
Yep.
That is.
Why?
That is so creepy.
That's so creepy.
Yeah, it's ugh.
Oh god.
He's younger in the canon. Like Jim Gordon is older, way older than him in that canon.
So it makes
it kind of makes sense.
It kind of works.
It's a little rapey.
Still,
for it's the a most little... I'm not gonna lie.
I wouldn't use the word rapey, but
cradle robber? I think I'd use the word cradle robber.
Yeah, that's might be more accurate.
Especially
that might be really accurate, actually.
Especially when a lot of times people talk about how, you know, Dick Grayson and Barbara Gordon are supposed to be relatively around the same age and kind of have some sort of spark together. Even if it's not fully developed, there is still that father-son relationship between Dick and Bruce. And the fact that Bruce is going after someone who's his quote-unquote son's age, it's just like, that just...
Yeah.
That's just a little weird.
Yeah.
So Batman the Animated Series is what got you into Batman, obviously.
Yeah, absolutely.
And then we had Myst, which got you into video games, which I still don't quite understand, because Myst is complicated.
I love that game.
Fun. Yeah. Oh, that's true. Yeah. That's a very good
Perfectionist.
Point. Completionist.
I'm telling you.
It's a very good point. Mm-hmm. Yeah?
Yeah. Yeah, I played that one. I played Riven. I played Exile. I didn't get to play the fourth and the fifth one, though. But I do have the first two on my phone now. So.
Oh.
Nice.
That, the good part about iOS games is they re-release all these ones that are perfect for the iOS. Fun. Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah.
And there are a few games I think deserve some merit, for sure.
Yeah.
On iOS.
Yeah, and especially some re-releases.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Really good
yeah.
for it.
I hope that they do the other Myst games with it as well. Just because it really does fit that kind of device, because it is a you click everywhere, so why not just tap on it with your phone or with your finger on the screen? It's like it makes sense.
It's got a really interesting visual.
Do something.
Beat this game for me. Yeah. Anyway.
So, what? How did you get? I guess my question is, how did you get into comics then? Was it just kind of a natural, like, the Joker is on this comic, and then you read it?
So, funny thing. So, the first Batman comic that I remember ever reading was Killing Joke, which I got It gets better.
Well, oh, God.
I got it as an...
For this.
No, it gets even better. It was an Easter gift from my mom.
That's right.
Oh, my God.
That's right. I remember you telling me that.
She had no idea what was within those pages, but it had the Joker on it, and she knows that I like the Joker.
If she opened it to, like, the fifth page, she never would have gotten it.
If she had opened it to any page.
Does she know?
How old were you?
Does she know about this?
I don't think she does.
I'm gonna bring this up next time I see her.
Seriously?
Yeah.
How old were you? Do you remember?
Middle school or high school? In high school,
that's rough.
I got
that
introduced.
Is rough.
Yeah, in high school, I did. Well, see, the unfortunate thing is when I was that young, I didn't really get what was so disturbing about it. So a year or so ago, I decided to go through and read it again, and that's when I realized just how disturbing it is.
Yeah, how messed up it is.
And it really dawned on me just how messed up the Joker was in there. Especially the ending, but again, you haven't read the ending, so we'll wait.
No spoilers.
We'll wait.
Yeah.
Yeah. So that's what that was the first Batman comic that I got into. And then in high school, my friend Scott, he heard that I was big into Batman, and so he lent me Dark Knight Returns and then Dark Knight Strikes Again. And that was kind of the first, that was the start for me of, you know, I love Batman. I love these games. Were the games out at that time? No, I don't think the games were out at that time. Maybe. I don't know. If not that, then the Batman Begins movie was out, and so the game for that was out, which, prior to Arkham Asylum, the Batman Begins movie tie-in game was the best Batman game that I had ever played. Mm-hmm. And for any of you who knows about movie game tie-ins,
you'll
know how sad that is.
God, that's so true.
But it was so true. That's what we had as far as a good Batman game. Because you
really
know what? You got to punch people and you got to hide, air quotes.
I remember that game. I know exactly what you're talking about.
And you got to scare people. Again, air quotes.
Again, air quotes.
Which was basically involved smoke, and I never understood that. I'm like, how do you scare people with smoke? He would like throw smoke, right? And then he'd be like, I'm here.
I think it was that.
Literally think that's
and
what
these are hardened criminals.
I think the other thing was he just like looked at him real close and was just like, "I'm going to scare you now."
And then they were scared miraculously.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh no. I guess run away badly animated now. That's what that is.
But yeah.
Oh, thank God, times have changed.
Yeah. Well, not for movie titans.
Well, that's very. Oh God. The Star Trek, Star Trek 2009.
That is a terrible video game.
Wait, they have that on Steam.
Wait, do you remember when we were playing it?
Yes.
You had just graduated.
Yeah,
that was our was Andrew's graduation from college.
God, it totally
that was our celebratory night. I told him I would take him to any bar. You know, play wingman. He could pick up chicks, and he said, "Let's go to Redbox." So we did, and then he spent the whole time as Kirk falling. Remember, it was like you were hanging to a ledge, but you were just floating down corridors, and I was shooting everybody.
There were so many glitches in that game.
It was horrible.
That was a terrible video game.
And this was 2013.
Yeah,
and
this was very recent.
Oh man,
it was terrible.
It was horrible. I think I could
that was just last year.
That video game, you know, like
oh,
that
no,
was
seriously.
The level of coding that was.
Give me like the Adobe Premiere Pack, and I can make that video game.
Make that video game.
I swear.
Yeah.
Probably could make it even better too.
Yeah, probably.
Well, have we fully covered Tom's?
I think so.
Think since then. Oh, the other thing. What got me started into comics before Batman was in third grade. My dad had a friend who got his friend gave me Tintin. That was kind of the first series of comics that I ever got. But other than that, yeah, that's everything.
Okay. All right. Nice. So I guess I will talk about what set me down the nerdy path.
Mm-hmm.
So I think the first really nerdy thing I ever did, when it wasn't even really nerdy back then, was of course Super Mario Brothers on the NES when I was really little. And you will remember this better than me. But I played a lot of that. I don't remember a lot of it, but I do remember some very specific moments, and I remember even more. I remember Duck Hunt.
That freaking dog.
That freaking dog.
If I could punch that dog in real life, I think my life would
you know,
be complete.
He's going to be in the new Super Smash Brothers.
Oh my god, that's going to be so sad. I am so excited. When he did the and he like did the laugh.
Yeah.
I can't do it.
That's
it was so obnoxious. God, I just,
so anyway,
God.
So I that's what I remember, I think, mm-hmm. more than anything, gaming wise.
Yep.
And I remember swimming levels the most in Super Mario Brothers when I was a kid. Yep. Because I love the music for some reason. I don't remember.
Yeah. I was always jealous that you guys had a boy and his blob.
Yeah, and a boy and his blob.
And Tom and I just spent like 4 hours the other night on an emulator with Boy and His Blob.
Oh, it's so good.
The funny part is I had not played that for, at least 10 years. Oh, well over 10 years.
Mm-hmm.
And we're playing the original one on this emulator. And Tom's like, well, how do I know what flavor of jelly bean does what? And I'm like, all right. The fruit punch one is a hole, okay? But you don't want to do it over here. You got to go all the way to the left on the subway platform and then do the ladder. And I still remembered everything. I only made it through that game for like the first quarter of it because I only made it through that game one time. The whole time
It's a hard game to actually beat.
That's something that
I've played the first like level, as in you go down underground. I've played part a million times.
Right? And you never
never made it.
Once you get to the worm that's bouncing close together, it's all over. Yeah.
So hard.
Yeah.
So yeah, Boy and His Blob, definitely. But then after that, I just kind of wasn't really into anything until I guess it was Dragon Ball Z. But I didn't watch any of that. I just thought it was cool. Because I was like, oh yeah,
now,
beating the crap out of each other. And that was it.
How old were you when Avatar Last Airbender came out?
I was a little much older.
Much older? Oh, okay.
Yeah, because that was 2005?
Wow. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it was 2005.
So we would have 14, 15, right?
Yeah, yeah. So I was much older than that. But
yeah.
Dragon Ball Z, I was like 10.
Yeah.
I mean, Dragon Ball Z was like one of the first things. And then after that, and you'll know this, Tom, Yu Yu Hakusho.
Yes,
that was so my cool. was my first real like anime,
mm-hmm.
And that was Toonami. Wait,
yep,
was it? It was Toonami.
It was Toonami, but it was also highly censored, which I didn't realize that until I went back and actually, and I watched like the actual version of it.
The tournament specifically, very very censored.
Yeah, that or the one moment that I always remember is when Yusuke. Surprises Kuwabara by sticking his finger up his butt.
Oh my god, that's right.
Yeah.
Yeah, totally cut it out. And then he does that several times.
That or when he grabs his girlfriend's boobs to do a surprise. Those two moments I remember the most for when I went back and was like, wait a minute, I don't remember this happening before on Toonami.
It's much more graphic than you remember. Definitely cut some things out. But yeah, that was when I still remember I needed VHS tapes because I really needed to record it. And so I went and I stole VHS tapes and I'm like, can I record over this? So I would not miss an episode. And then right after that was Gundam Wing, which was huge. And that's why Gundam is now one of my favorite series.
Yeah, I remember those days.
Yeah.
You had so much Gundam stuff.
And
it was
impressive. I don't know if you remember Tenchi Muyo, but that was like your first like crappy harem show where there's just a bunch of random girls running around. It's like, what is happening?
I don't think that I ever saw that.
Yeah, that was a thing.
Why I haven't seen many.
Yeah, no,
shows.
I get it. I 100% get it.
some good stuff out there.
Oh, I was going to say, totally willing.
Yeah.
I just don't really particularly need to see that.
No, I get it.
Yeah, that's why I'm usually only watch the stuff that Andrew is like, oh, you should watch this.
Yeah.
Except for Bobobo, that I did on my own free will.
Let's just not even go into Bobobo right now.
The only manga that I have ever read.
That just, you know what, we're not even going to go.
Wow.
We're not even going to go there. How is that the only manga you've ever read? Anyway.
Well, I do want to read Full Metal Alchemist.
Yeah. I actually like to finish that too. I've read some of it, but I haven't read all of it. So that was really anime for me. And I guess I should mention, you know, for a while it was like Yu Yu Hakusho, Dragon Ball Z, Gundam Wing, things like that on Toonami right after school.
Yeah.
And then eventually came Cowboy Bebop, and then that's what really got me into, like, what I would say a little bit higher quality of an anime series.
Okay.
It had, like, characters and, like, writing. and these things that exist? No. It was, that's too harsh.
Oh.
But it was
but
very,
but it
kind of
feels that
good.
Way sometimes.
It does kind of feel that way
Where
sometimes.
You don't have to dig quite so much yeah. for the good stuff. Yeah. It jumps out at you. It's just yeah. there. Yeah. Yeah.
So I loved it, and that's still, to this day, my favorite anime series and really television series of all time. So that's what really got me into anime. And then later on, kind of just, I did not play games at all mm-hmm. after the NES. I missed out on N64. I missed out on PS1.
Oh, man.
That was just
James
not a
Bond.
Thing in my life. Yeah, and I mean,
oh,
we had Earthworm friends.
Jim.
Yeah.
Funky.
Exactly. Yeah. We had friends that had an N64.
And GameCube.
And GameCube
but we
and
had
stuff
to go
like
to
that.
Their house to play.
But we had to like go to their house. So I never yeah. like sat down and played all the way through Ocarina of Time when I was a kid.
Yeah.
I definitely played the first 2 hours like 15,000 times because I go over to somebody's house and they're like, oh, here's my third save file that I never used. You can just like play it or whatever.
Oh my God.
And I'm like, oh, great. The 20th time playing the first 15 minutes of Ocarina of Time. That happened a lot.
But then in the most epic Christmas present
in
ever.
The most epic Christmas
and
present ever.
By the way, in case our audience has not figured this out, Andrew and I are related.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, we're brother and sister. And Tom is our honorary brother.
Yeah.
So. But
yo.
That's a good way. I like
yo.
That.
Yo. But yes, in the most epic Christmas present of Andrew's Christmas career.
Yeah.
We,
Christmas career. We
gave him very few presents. And then the last
yep.
one was this card. And it said, go look in the trunk by the TV. I like this stupid little trunk. And I had put a PS2, extra controllers, and a whole bunch of games in there. I think he cried.
Oh, I'm pretty sure I did.
Yeah.
I was so fucking excited.
He saw it in the closet.
Well, that's the thing.
I forgot about that.
I saw it in the closet and went... They're getting me a PS2.
And
I was trying
not wanting
to
be
right,
like,
that's the thing. I was
know,
trying to be all sly about
it.
And I was trying to be like, oh, yeah, no, I didn't see it. But you totally saw through that.
Yeah.
And so later, you just dropped a little piece of knowledge and you said,
we're keeping.
Yeah, you kind of were. But you were like, no, we're keeping that for Sam and Karen next doors. Theirs broke, so they got their son's one for
And they
Christmas.
Didn't want that. They always go searching through their closet, yeah. so they didn't want them to find
and,
it.
And, you know, I don't know how old I was, but I immediately
felt so
for it.
Bad, though,
I
because you, the
it.
Look on your face,
yeah,
you
was,
were crushed.
I was crushed.
Luckily, this was only, like, 5 or 6 days before
yeah.
Christmas, but
it was
I,
really
I
short.
Felt I do have to say, I felt horrible for, like, that whole week. I was like, I'm such a bitch. But then
but,
he found it, and he just sat there, and he stared at it, and then he just, like, started crying. Really? And we're like, yeah, it was really for you. And then he just got things started yelling at me.
I might have. I don't really remember.
Mom
I definitely
totally
might have.
I told them about it, and they were like, good move. Like, yeah.
But yeah, that was definitely best Christmas
present ever.
And then
we didn't
ever.
See him for like 6 months.
Yeah, so, pretty much. Yeah. I was playing SSX Tricky, and...
Tricky.
And on, at the end of that 6 months, I played Shadow of Colossus and literally could not play another video game for like 2 or 3 months.
Okay, I did not play that game until 2 years ago.
I know.
And it ruined me for video games. It's spectacular!
That was the video game that got me really into playing video games. Like, I liked SSX Tricky. I played the shit out of Kingdom Hearts.
Yeah.
Games like that. But really, it was Shadow of the Colossus that made me kind of think. Mm-hmm. It was kind of like Cowboy Bebop. It was the first show that made me think. It's Shadow of the Colossus was the first video game to really
mm-hmm.
make me think about something, and I have been in love with games since really mm-hmm. that point.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, I mean, that was definitely what got me into video games.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Definitely, like, long term.
Yeah.
Because immediately after the PS2 was the 360, and then the PS3, and now I've had those for
yeah.
ever.
Oh, yeah.
How old is my 360 now?
Oh, and it's still chugging 7 years. Too.
Yeah.
Is it 7 years old?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think it is.
Yeah, sounds about right.
Yeah.
That's incredible.
Yeah, I remember I remember getting my 360, and it was mostly because I wanted to play Assassin's Creed so
yeah.
badly.
Yeah.
Wow.
And then it was awesome.
It was. I still remember.
And then 3 happened.
Yeah, I still
you
remember when we played.
I mean, never happened. ever.
We'll get to that.
Does not exist.
We'll do that in another podcast.
Yeah, well, that's another topic.
And I am gonna need like some scotch during this podcast.
I'll get you some scotch. Good. I like this idea.
Two fingers, please.
But yeah.
So wow. Yeah, that's kind of me. I was also, I guess I should mention, I'm also into Star Trek. And I'm also into sci-fi. Mm-hmm. What got me into sci-fi is actually still kind of Cowboy Bebop. I really liked Star Trek when I was a kid, but I watched Cowboy Bebop and went, what is this? I don't understand. Like, it's not cheesy, and it's really cool, and I don't understand. And then I started watching sci-fi. And then I got into TNG, mm-hmm. sci-fi novels, which was a really big thing for me. Yeah. So yeah, sci-fi is definitely Ender's Game.
Yeah,
Ender's
I remember Game. Seeing all of those Star novels. Wars books that you had lying around.
I loved those.
Yeah, I always wanted to read them because the covers looked so cool.
They really do. The Star Wars covers are fantastic. Yeah. I don't know who does them, but they look like the movie posters.
I hope they kind of follow some of those stories in there too.
That would be really cool.
Movies, because mm-hmm. there's some cool stuff in there.
Yeah, I mean, you know? They already came out and said, "No, it's not. None of it's canon." Just stupid, but
jerks.
Whatever. Yeah. So yeah, Emily, what brought you down the nerdy path?
Well, our family, which is
wow. Why didn't I just say?
I don't know.
I mean, summed up in two words.
Well, that's good. Our family. Basically, I feel like we did not have a chance. Not one chance in hell.
Yeah. That's kind of true.
To be not nerdy.
Well, and that's the thing, is our parents weren't strictly nerdy, like, in high school or college at all.
Well, actually, they were completely the opposite. So,
yeah.
Dad was the captain of the soccer team, homecoming king, jock type, not even joking. And Mom was head pom-pom girl,
yeah.
Like, basically head cheerleader. So, then they had us, and they were, well, they tell me all the time that they're very thankful that they had us, because they were pains in the ass, so... And we weren't. Aren't you going out? No, I'm going over to Kayla's to watch TNG. I'll be there all night, but I won't drive. Don't worry. And there will be no drinking.
Yeah.
Like, welcome to my high school experience.
Basically.
I'm like, no, we're going to go and cry over, you know, oh my God, what's the one with the Ruskin flute?
Oh,
Inner Light?
Light. Inner Light.
Thank you.
I was going to say Light Within.
Thank you.
Close.
Well, that was close. But yeah, I was like, no, we're watching The Inner Light tonight, so
yeah.
we're gonna be really down.
We're gonna be really emotional, so we won't drive.
That episode though, man. But yeah, so our parents, like I said before, the three set of VHS tapes of the original Star Wars trilogy.
Mm-hmm.
I'm surprised it still works. We watched that all the time. I just remember every weekend it would be like whatever TV movie is on. Because we weren't the type to go and rent movies. So it's like, whatever TV movie is on. So Ghostbusters and Back to the Future. Star Wars. And then going to see every Star Trek The Next Generation movie
mm-hmm.
in the theater.
Yep.
I'll never forget seeing Nemesis. Man, that was rough.
Yeah,
Data's
the
my
ending
favorite
of,
character,
yeah, the
so
end
that
of,
was rough.
End of Nemesis.
I'll never forget seeing the poster for it.
With the
oh.
What's his name?
Yeah, just
you're right.
The knife.
That's a good poster.
That's a good
that was an amazing
that.
Poster.
Yeah.
I never, because my
not,
parents
not
weren't
a fantastic movie, but
that's true.
It's not the best.
It's
not the worst.
Yeah, but yeah, my parents were like the complete opposite. Well, they didn't really do much with the nerdy stuff.
Well, yeah.
No.
So,
and our parents didn't really know what nerdy was until we were growing
well,
up.
Well, the interesting thing about, I mean, we grew up on the original series of Star Trek, because the thing about that is, you know, it only went for 3 years, and nobody watched it when it was on. But then when it got into syndication, when our parents were like college age, it was on at, I remember Mom telling me this, it was on at 3 p.m. and they'd have it on at like the college bar.
Right. Yeah, that's right.
So nobody would go to their 3 p.m. classes. Like, people started making sure they didn't have 3 p.m. classes. And we're not talking, like, the traditional nerd set. We're talking everybody.
Yeah, it didn't matter.
Made sure that they were at the bar to watch the Star Trek episode.
Yeah.
So I honestly didn't know that it wasn't cool. I thought everybody watched it.
I learned that real quick.
Oh, no. I think it took me till high school. And I just kind of hadn't watched it in a while, so I just really didn't think about it. But then I brought it up. Somebody tried to make fun of me. I get really like, are you seriously? You have so little of a life that you can make fun of me for watching a show?
Yeah.
So that kind of tends to like put bullies in their place a little bit sometimes. But yeah, I think it was high school until somebody did that. And I'm like, oh yeah, your parents never watched that? Like,
yeah.
No? And I'm like, oh, that's weird. And it was like, the end of the conversation. And then I found my best friend who it was her idea to go to the Las Vegas Star Trek convention. So clearly we were simpatico on the whole Star Trek thing.
Yeah.
But yeah, so I had that. I don't remember a time when I didn't know that Darth Vader was Luke's father. It's just, you know, wow, it's just like, it's just ingrained. So I just sort of grew up with it. But in terms of video games, actually The Sims.
Yeah, I was going
to
say.
We were one of the first people to get a computer, like a home computer that wasn't just for, you know, somebody's work. So they bought me The Sims for like Christmas or something, my sixth grade year. And boy, were we the cool house after that. Yeah. So I love The Sims. And I actually, thanks to Tom, just got all of The Sims 2 for free. And I just sat down to play it the night that I put in the code. And then all of a sudden I realized I'd been laying on my bed, you know, playing The Sims 2 for a really long time. And my back was starting to hurt. And I looked at the clock and it was 4:30 in the morning. Yeah. I'd been playing it for like 6 hours.
Wow.
Oh my God. I felt like I was in seventh grade again. Yeah, it was funny. So yeah, The Sims. And also, I think it was about 5 years ago, I studied abroad in a little town in Italy. Mm-hmm. And I came back and I was really, clearly after living in Italy for a few months, it's depressing to say the least to come home. Exciting. Yeah. But really sad too, because it's such an incredible experience. And so Andrew and his friends, I think, were kind of back in his room.
I remember sitting alone actually and playing Assassin's Creed 2, and Dad came in.
Oh.
And he was like, "Oh, what's this?" And I'm like, "Oh, I'm I'm an assassin," and I kind of went off on an explanation. He was like, "Wait, did you say you were in Italy?" And then he was like, "Oh," and then he just left and came back with you.
Oh.
And was like, "Did you know he was playing this?" And then you sat down and did not leave.
Yeah, I sat down
for like 4 hours.
And the funny thing is, like, you know, you're running past these people and I'm like, wait, go back. They're having a really funny conversation.
Yeah.
Because all of the Italian in that game is correct, people. It's all correct. And it's hysterical.
Which is really cool. Yeah.
Like they're like gossiping about the, you know, fish merchant's wife.
Yeah.
Like it is hysterical. So it's such an immersive game. So I remember you had already finished it.
I'm pretty
sure.
We're just
sort of like kind of challenge hunting, like just, you know, achievement hunting, just kind of running around. And so I was like, well, I want to play, but I have not played since NES.
Yeah.
So I don't know. There's too many buttons. There's like more than four buttons. This is weird. So there's two sticks. What is this magic? So I think I distinctly remember trying to jump between rooftops and just falling off the roof. And you're like, I didn't even know that was possible.
Oh, that's right.
It was really sad.
You would jump, but you wouldn't make it to the roof. You'd go off in another direction.
Yeah. And I'm like, how is it possible that I swear to God, like I had the stick going in some weird direction or something. But yeah.
Really funny.
Yeah. So it was really, so I sucked, but you taught me how to play a little bit. And you're like, well, just start over at the beginning. Like just being really
just
nice.
Play it.
Right. Not knowing that then you would not be allowed to play any video game without me, basically. Yeah. Sorry about that. But I was like, okay, I need you here because I don't know how to play this. And so I just remember we started it over from the beginning, original Assassin's Creed 2. Mm-hmm. And you do that whole beginning part and then you climb the tower in Florence. And I knew that we were in Florence, but you hadn't really seen anything except street level. And
that.
You climb, it's like they're teaching you how to climb in the game. And you climb this tower. And then it goes to a cutscene where your brother pulls you up on top of the roof and it's the Duomo in Florence at sunset. It was a spiritual experience for me.
It was amazing, yeah.
And that was it.
That was the best.
I was done for.
I was getting chills just hearing you say that.
Seriously, because I remember he says, "And may it never change."
Yeah.
It's a wonderful life, and then it pans out. And may it never change. And then it said Assassin's Creed 2. And I mean, my breath caught in my throat, and I think I just looked at you and was like, I've never seen anything like that. it's so, and I did that. I climbed that tower.
That was me.
This is so interesting. I'm not even breaking a sweat. I just climbed that tower. Yeah. And then I think it was just like, Andrew couldn't give me games fast enough. We played Shadow of the Colossus, and it was the same thing. It's spectacular. I played, the first game I ever played fully by myself was Bioshock Infinite. And, clearly I haven't played for as long as a lot of you guys and our listeners, but so I know gameplay was a thing, like bad gameplay was kind of a thing for Bioshock.
There's definitely opinions about that, I personally think it was kind of lackluster. I loved it.
I remember they asked me at the beginning of that, you know, do you want to be easy, medium, or hard?
Mm-hmm.
But, and then they said for the descriptions of those levels, if you know, what a, first person shooter is, but they did the, you know, acronym.
Yeah.
And I was like, I don't know what that means, so I'm going with easy.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, you told me that.
It was hard. Yeah. But I made it. And that was the first, that was actually the first game. This doesn't happen a lot in modern games, I've kind of noticed, where failure, you're always going to beat it. It's like we were talking about in Boy and His Blob.
Yeah.
That you might conceivably have never beat that game.
It's very true. So hard. You could have played it and then just, as a kid, said, no, never playing it again. I wouldn't have blamed you.
But you know, these modern games, you're going to win. Let's be honest. Yeah. Like, it'd take a lot for you to not win. And I had to do that final scene where you're fighting off with the songbird. I had to do that so many times. I actually ended up looking up on IGN, like, the correct way to do it. And then I was just like, okay, I'm not going to, like, look at the video.
Yeah.
I'm just going to read it real quick, some tips. Then I'm going to do it. And it took me, like, 9 times to do it. And then I fucking did, and it was so exciting.
That's one of those accomplishments. Yeah. That's what I like about gaming. Yeah, that's a whole other topic, too.
Yeah.
We have a lot of potential topics here from this
episode. But, so the last thing I want to talk about. Again, big reader. And Harry Potter.
Oh,
we have not dropped the H word.
I think
for all of us, we're all total Potterheads.
Yeah. Yeah.
But
I still remember when I thought his name was Snap. Snape.
Snape. Oh, Snape.
Yeah.
Oh my God. So tragic. So I just remember, I know you two have heard this story so many times, but I was babysitting.
Yeah.
And they said, we want you to read us this book. They were maybe like 7 or 8. Like, we want you to read us this book. It's new. And I looked at it and I'm like, well, I'm 11, right? Like the perfect age. I was 11, people. And I just looked at the front of it and was like, oh, it's about magic. I kind of enjoy, you know, fantasy. I was already into fantasy books. I loved Lion, the Witch, and the Wardrobe and stuff. And Bridge to Terabithia, loved that book. But they asked me to read the chapter. They were on chapter 3. I read it, and then they were like, okay, that's all we get to read, you know, that's what mom and dad said. So I took them upstairs, and I had to like sing them to sleep, and it took forever. I put them down. Finally, they're down, they're asleep. I close the door real quietly and then sprint as fast as humanly possible to get back to the book downstairs. And then I started over from the beginning, and I made it halfway through before the parents came home, vaguely considered stealing it. And then a couple weeks later, didn't. And then a couple weeks later, saw it in an airport, and it was actually Chamber of Secrets had just come out.
You saw it in an airport.
So it was like October, and we were on our way somewhere. I saw it in an airport, and I'm like, that's it. It's Harry Potter. That's the boy's name, you know, to mom. And so she bought me the first two, and I read them like on the plane. And that was it.
Yeah.
I was done for. Yeah,
I can't believe I forgot about Harry Potter. That's a very good point.
It really is, like, you know, there's a lot, but I think that's the single most influential story or anything that I have ever
read. Yeah, it You grew up with it because he grew up with you. So
yeah,
was,
and every time, like, very my other favorite is the fifth book when he's super angsty. And yeah. I was his exact age. And I was super angsty but didn't realize it. And I was being a total bitch, especially to you, Andrew. Oh, my yeah. God. I was being uber bitch. And I'm sitting there reading this, you know, over the summer, like, God, Harry, you're being such a jerk. I don't know why you can't get over this. And then I realized, oh, hey, I'm kind of being mean to people, just like Harry.
Yeah.
And then I went and apologized to you for being such a bitch. Yeah.
So I think Harry Potter
had a profound,
yeah.
like a profound effect on yeah. my personality and views on everything, friendship and how to be a good person and
yeah.
family and how your friends can be your family and absolutely everything. So, yeah.
That's a big one.
That's a big
I'm
one.
I'm really glad that you mentioned that, actually.
Yeah, that's
that
a
is
big
a
one.
Very big
I know you kind of learned how to read on that book.
Yeah, I did.
Yeah.
That really is the book, first book that I had ever read on my own.
Yeah.
Sarah's my girlfriend's youngest sister. She's going through the same thing. Where those are the first books that she's able to read on her own.
Yeah.
Oh, that's so exciting.
That was a few years ago.
Lucky.
She's older now.
Yeah.
She can read more books.
Well, we were lucky.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So
we were incredibly lucky. I think that about wraps up what started us down the nerdy path.
Now that we've dropped the H word.
Yeah.
Like, there's nothing really left to talk about.
That's very true. That was a very good summation point.
Thank you.
Because it happened with all three of us.
Yeah.
At the perfect time. Yeah. So that's good. So I hope you enjoyed the first episode of NAP. Of
yeah.
Nerd Assembly Podcast. I should probably
Hopefully
stop using
it
that.
Hopefully it didn't make you NAP.
Oh, hey! Thank you, Emily.
Dad joke.
Dad joke number two out of the millions you will hear on the podcast.
Sweet.
So let's talk about where you can find us and talk to us about these things. If you have opinions,
where can
or
they
comments
find
and questions,
us, Andrew?
Where can they find us? They can find us at thenerdassembly.com, which is our website, where we do news and reviews and
discussions,
exploring the assembly and all of these other things. So, you can find us there. You can find me on Twitter at Rednella, Emily.
And I am at Emilia9.
Awesome.
No capitals.
And Tom, I don't know.
I am
Twitter
at
yet.
Misheard by Tom.
That's right.
That's right.
That's right.
Great Twitter username.
because Tom, I can't believe we haven't had a Misheard by Tom yet.
We haven't. It's amazing.
Because Tom, you will say something like, Tom, you want to go get pizza? And he will think you're talking about the Easter Bunny or, you know, the Easter Bunny's car backfire. And you're like,
so
no,
true.
What are
yeah.
you talking about? Yeah. He has terrible hearing. I don't know what
yeah.
he's
about. Yeah. So at Misheard by yep. Tom, right? So that's where you can find Tom. And you can also find us on Twitter, just in general, at
mm-hmm.
The Nerd Assembly.
At The Nerd Assembly.
And we're also on Facebook. Facebook.com/TheNerdAssembly.
Hooray.
So find us in all of those places. Talk to us over the internet, because, you know, it's just a great place to talk to people
it's
about
true.
Stuff.
Tell us what you thought. Be nice.
Yeah.
If you didn't like it, I don't give a shit, so you might as well not write it down.
But make sure to be nice yourself. But really, I don't give a shit about you. But make sure to be nice.
I'm sorry.
No, it was...
I take it back.
It was too perfect. I'm sorry.
It
was too perfect.
If you don't like me, you can tell me. I just won't read it.
The harsh truths from Emily over here. So yeah, I hope you guys really enjoyed our first podcast. Hopefully we'll be back bi-weekly or monthly
yeah.
after this point.
Stay tuned for dad jokes number 3 through 5 billion.
Yeah, basically. And Assassin's Creed 3 discussions and Star Trek and Harry Potter and...
And we're
gonna
be good. Yeah, everything. Yeah.
Everything. There's Game gonna of, we have a lot of topics.
Game of Thrones.
Come up.
And,
oh yeah, Game of
Ooh,
Thrones.
We didn't
we'll
even
talk
about
that.
Game of Thrones.
We'll get there. Yeah. All right, guys. So I guess we're signing off the
Peace
Nerd
out.
Assembly podcast.
Peace.
We'll see you guys. We'll see you guys next time.
You can't see it, but we are.